Parashat Vayeshev, we learn how Yaakov Avinu sends down his son Yosef to check out the welfare of his brothers. And from that story, eventually Yosef was thrown in a pit and eventually he was sold down to Egypt. Yaakov tells his son Yosef, before he sends him down, Vayomer lo, that's in Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vayomer lo, lech na re'e et shalom achecha ve'et shalom hason vashiveni davar. He tells him, go now and look into the welfare of your brothers and the welfare of the flock. Et shalom hason. It's a little strange that Yaakov would be interested in the welfare of how his sheep were doing. It's not so common that people inquire about the welfare of their animals. The fact that he wanted to know how his children were doing, we can understand. But what is this concept of Shalom Hasson? The Midrash explains the name of Rav Aibo, that from here you see that you must show concern and pray on behalf of the things that provide you panasa, sustenance. And therefore the sheep to Yaakov Avinu is the source of livelihood. They provide him shearings, they provide him milk, provide him meat, and therefore it's almost like hakarat hatov, it's almost a sign of gratitude that Yaakov shows concern to the vehicle that's providing him a sustenance. Now, this message that Yaakov was giving Yosef at this moment, that not only do you have to ask for the welfare of your brothers, but you have to ask for the welfare of our sheep, that served Yosef quite well when he came down to Egypt. When he came down to Egypt, Yosef was being seduced on a daily basis by the wife of Potiphar. Potiphar was his boss. And it says Yosef was able to control himself. The Gemara even says at the time of truth he saw the image of his father that appeared to him, and that's what caused him to run away and not fall. So I saw the Mefarshim bring down, what exactly did he see and what did he remember when he saw his father? The Mefarshim say he remembered when his father sent him down and said, seek the welfare of the sheep, that you have to have gratitude to the one that provides you with sustenance. And he said to himself, Yosef, how can I commit such a sin against my master Potiphar? After all, I'm employed by Potiphar. For me to go and Chas v'Shalom commit a sin with the wife of Potiphar, it's going and showing a lack of gratitude to the one that's providing me for a living. So you see, that saved Yosef from the avon of Eshet Potiphar. So this lesson that Yaakov imparted to his son before he left served him quite well. And from here you learn a great lesson, that it's not enough to have hakarat hatov to our parents, and hakarat hatov to our rabbis, and hakarat hatov to our friends, but there's a new type of hakarat hatov to our employer, to the one that employs us, and the vehicle that God chose to give us our living. We have to have an extra debt of gratitude if Yaakov has it to the sheep. And if Yosef's main reason, the deterrent for Yosef not to commit the sin was, how can I do this to the boss that pays me my salary? So this already, Yaakov set it up in order that his children will be able to have such a philosophy and such an ideology. And that's again the lesson to us, how far reaching Hakarat HaTov goes.